Hello, everyone. I am Mrs. Betts, principal at Franklin Elementary, and I'm here with some fifth grade students, and we have all read a really awesome book titled Out of My Mind by Sharon M. Draper, and we're going to have a discussion, and we hope you enjoy listening to us. We're going to begin with Juliana. Juliana, tell us about Out of My Mind, about the main character.
Melody, she is 11 years old, and she's in the fifth grade, and she has this this ability called cerebral palsy, and she's in a wheelchair, and she, she's really smart, and people don't know that, and neither does her doctors, and
What is her memory like? What do you remember about? What did they say about her memory?
She has a photographic memory.
Yes, thank you, Juliana. Melody is super smart. Cooper, who are some of the other important characters in our story?
Some of the other important characters are Miss V, because she's basically a babysitter, and she helps Melody never give up. And the other main character is Penny, because Penny plays a big role in Melody's life.
Penny, who is Penny to Melody?
Penny is Melody's little sister.
Okay, thank you, Cooper. Creasy, can you tell us about what some of Melody's difficulties are in this story?
Some of Melody's difficulties in the story are, since she has cerebral palsy, since she can't talk, walk, do anything like that, it's hard for her to communicate with friends and family, but everybody thinks she's dumb because she can't talk, because she's in a wheelchair. And at school, nobody believes in her, and everybody just thinks she's dumb.
How do the other children, most of the other children, treat Melody at school?
They act like she's not there. They treat her like she can't hear anything that they're saying about her, and they just treat her like she's dumb. She doesn't know anything.
Thank you, Creasy. Isaiah, what were some of the exciting parts of this book, Out of My Mind?
The most exciting thing that happened to her was she got a new MediTalker. She named it Elvira, and now she gets to say to her mom that I love you, and because she couldn't say that when she couldn't talk.
So this was a device that helped her communicate with others?
Yeah. And the other thing was that she got to be in the Whiz Kids team, because she got 100 on her Whiz Kids tests. And she just won the Whiz Kids. But, yeah, read the book.
So she finally was able to prove to people that she was smart, like Juliana said?
Yeah. She got to, she made new friends, and it's a really good book.
Thank you, Isaiah. Margarita, when did you feel maybe most sad or emotional when you were reading this story?
When Penny got her leg ran over by a car.
The little sister Penny. And how did that happen?
One rainy day, Melody really wanted to go to school, and her mom was really mad and stuff. So she took her there. No. So when she was in the car, she realized she forgot something. So her dad came out the door and gave it to her. And while he was holding the door, Penny got out and accidentally got ran over.
Wow, that was a really sad and scary part of the book. In the end, was Penny okay?
Yes.
Yes, she was good. I've got Blake here. Blake has had a lot of opinions to share about the book, and I just want to know, Blake, what did you learn from this story?
I learned that you should treat others the way they want to be treated and the way you want to be treated.
What did you learn from how kids were treating kids in this book?
Uh, they treated Melody like she was trash and they didn't care about her. But there were some kids who actually did care about her.
And how does that make you want to treat others, Blake?
Nicer.
Yes. Thank you, Blake. Aaliyah, my last question is, how would you rate this book compared to other stories that you've read in the past?
Definitely the...
Best book you've read? Yes. Would you guys agree it's one of the best you've read?
Yes.
I really loved it. Well, I want to thank all of you for being here with me today, and thank you to our listeners. And if you have not read the book, Out of My Mind, by Sharon M. Draper, we hope that you will go out and buy yourself a copy.